For many theater lab students, the idea that their school has been deemed a failure is personal.
The school is not based on numbers, it's based on real, living human beings who are trying and pushing to do their best.
Meet Elliot Tomlinson. She's 16 and a sophomore.
It makes me feel like they think that we're not trying hard enough when we really are.
And then there's Kiana Griffin, a 16-year-old junior. She says the school closure issue came up recently when she applied for an internship.
When I told them I went to Manhattan Theater Lab, they asked me, oh, that's a school on the list for proposal for phase out. That's embarrassing.
Manhattan Theater Lab is a performing arts high school with about 400 students. Along with academics, students take classes in acting, dance, and stage design. The school opened under Mayor Bloomberg in 2004 as part of his philosophy of opening small schools to reform education. It resides in the basement of the Martin Luther King campus, a building that houses five other schools. Last year, the graduation rate for students finishing high school in 4 years was 46%. The citywide rate was 65%. Principal Evelyn Collins says she expects the graduation rate to be back up with city numbers this year. And she points out that the rate for students graduating within 6 years is much higher, at nearly 78%. That's better than the city's numbers in that category.
Kids should graduate in 4 years, but not all kids are the same. So some kids, it may take them, based on their background, it may take them 5 years. It doesn't mean that they're not successful or that they're a failure. It simply means that it took them 5 years.
But education officials assign the school Fs in all areas of its progress report, including student performance, student progress, and the school's environment, a category partially based on a survey of students, parents, and teachers. And the DOE says the school is not turning out students who are prepared for college. But Kiana Griffin disagrees.
A whole different door opened for me.
She says when she was starting the ninth grade, she didn't even think she would finish high school. But she says she had good teachers and things changed.
I started to care about colleges and participating in College Now programs where I actually sit in a college class and I see what it's like.
MTO timeline will actually show the progression.
A group of Theater Lab students are planning to turn out for the school closure hearing. They spent a recent afternoon strategizing about how to present their arguments. The students practiced speeches they'd written, and they're preparing a talent show to perform before the hearing, hoping to attract a good-sized crowd. Daphne Cayetano is one of the students who's trying to make her voice heard in this process.
Keep it real. I would love to have an actual meeting with the people who are deciding to close our school down. They'll see the numbers and they automatically assume that no one in this school is articulate.
But changing anyone's mind about the school may be difficult. Education officials say they don't think Manhattan Theater Lab has the capacity to turn around quickly. They believe that drastic action is necessary, and they say the best way to serve future students is to phase out the school and open a new one. If the school does phase out, current students would still have the opportunity to stay and graduate. For Kiana Griffin, who's majoring in dance, the idea of not having her alma mater around is upsetting.
And it's like, I won't have anything to come back to. I won't have anybody to give advice to when it's their first time being on stage dancing and singing.
A spokesman for the education department, Frank Thomas, says the decision to phase out a school is never easy, and the department understands the emotion involved. He says the department will offer additional support to students at schools that are being phased out. The city's Panel for Educational Policy will make the final decision on school closures. It's a group made up of the school's chancellor and 13 appointees, most of whom are appointed by the mayor. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.